Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We are live on Loudmouth Radio. It is always an awesome time to be on air. And today is no day short of another expectation of a wonderful show. Today is May 15th. This is your host, Sunny. I'm so glad to be on
Tea
Time,
the
Entrepreneur Academy.
You have reached the voicemail box of 40.
The Entrepreneur Academy is live on air. We are actually opening up our studio lines, as you can hear. So if you would like to be on our broadcast and speak to us live, you have the ability to give us a call. We are live directly at 347-826-7520. For those who may have opportunities, you'll be able to pull up your information on any of your wonderful platforms and cell phone devices. Podcasts available such as Stitcher Radio, iTunes, TuneIn, you name it. We're on almost everything you can imagine podcast-wise, so you have no reason not to be able to listen to this amazing show. We are actually live on air for Tea Time, the Pretty Shea Collection. The Tea Time, good morning, Tea Time acronym stands for the Thirst for Enrichment and Achievement for Your Small Business, a great project that we have been running now for 6 years. We've been on air now for 6 years running and going into our new season. For those who may not have had an opportunity to hear these shows, you actually can listen to our podcast and archive every show on demand 24/7. Right at loudmouthradio.com, LOUDDMOUTH. Make sure you put those two D's in or you won't be able to get us. And, of course, our radio network would not be what it is if we did not have our awesome media partners. So what we always want to do.
You have reached the voicemail box of.
What you always want to do, key, is call into Loudmouth Radio and get an opportunity to be a part of our show. Now, our media broadcast, I know that this is not our normal broadcast time. We're doing a special airtime this morning for one of our entrepreneurs who has had an opportunity to build a small business. And if you have not had an opportunity to be a part of this segment, Tea Time is for small business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs who are out here working and doing their thing and want to have an opportunity to build their business amongst those around them. So what we're going to do is take a quick little commercial break and let you hear from one of our media partners, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Insurance Associates Atlanta, formerly Mathis Insurance Services, is an independent agency offering personal, commercial, life, and health insurance products to meet the needs of your business and your family. We specialize in helping you protect all of your assets, whether you're purchasing insurance for the first time or searching for better products at a better price. Feel free to contact us at 770-483-0310. We're conveniently located at 1030 Remington Drive in Conyers, Georgia. Visit us online at insurance-iaa.com.
Ladies, are you looking for the next best find? Don Shea Shoutique will bring out your inner glam. The lady herself, Miss Don Shea, is dedicated to providing you with the latest in hot Atlanta fashion footwear. It'll make you stand out at every event. In addition to our amazing prices, we are the go-to source for high fashion footwear. So stop by and shop online. We're sure to have the right shoes for you. www.donshay-shoes.com. That's www.donshay-shoes.com. Donshay's is the only place you can go to still be sane and have a shoe aside.
All right, we're back. I hope that everyone is having an awesome morning. You know what? It's Wednesday morning. For whatever the reason, to me, it feels like I have been in a whole nother sector of a day. The week is going by so fast. I hope everyone had an amazing Mother's Day. And if your mother has also left the physical plane, that you were able to honor her in whatever way was best suited for you. We're going to continue our broadcast. We are so excited, as always, to enrich small business owners and entrepreneurs who are out here doing their thing. And this young lady, I must admit, who is the founder and owner of the Pretty Shea Collection, is an ambitious young lady who is definitely on track to do some amazing things. And I always think that it's important that we encourage those around us who share a vision and who has a goal to do things to improve their life and to give themselves an opportunity to make a difference in the world. And so it takes these small steps that lead to big steps that lead to making the changes and effects and differences in the world that allows us to keep getting up in the morning and starting over and doing it all over again. So I would love to invite Ms. Pashae Wilson into the broadcast. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, darling?
How are you doing? I'm doing fine this morning.
Awesome. I was actually, prior to this broadcast, we just had our Sunny's Monday Motivation, Crochet,
mm-hmm.
which allows us to just speak of positive affirmations and things that we desire. And today's show made me reflect on Monday's message about speaking those
mm-hmm.
things that you want in existence and manifestation. So I'm very excited that you're able to be a part of our broadcast this morning. And I'm equally as proud because I know that you are a young entrepreneur who has a significant desire to do some great things. So I want to welcome you to Loud Mouth Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much.
You know, I actually, usually I start the broadcast and I give a little bit of a background or bio about the business or about the business owner. This morning we're kind of jumping right in. So what I would like to do is allow you to just kind of share with our listening audience, who you are, where you're from, and just kind of talk about how you got started in assembling the Pretty Shea Collection and what it is that you're actually offering with the Pretty Shea Collection.
Okay. My name is Christian Wilson. I'm from Atlanta. I'm 19 years old. I'm actually starting a small business about beauty. I'm trying to sell hair, lashes, and bonnets. Every female needs hair, lashes, and bonnets to make themselves beautiful, confident, you know, stuff that, you know, females need. So basically, that's basically what I'm basically, you know, making a business. And I just started this year. I'm actually still working on it. Well, I just started the end of last year, let me say that. And I'm still working on it. I'm pushing through it, trying to still build my clientele. It just kicked off from there.
Absolutely. And what you're talking about is what it takes. What most people think is the process is not always the process for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, for you, I know that I'm very proud to say that you're actually working to fulfill your educational perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you're in less than 8 or 9 months, you'll be completing your full cosmetology licenses and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Shay, is it good we just say Shay? We can go with Shay, right?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Okay. So, Shay, the Pretty Shay Collection, let's talk about the name and what is it that you want people to know or feel when they hear the name, the Pretty Shay Collection?
I want them to feel happy, confident, positive. The Pretty Shay Collection, I feel like, well, I just made up the name because my name is Shay and I feel like I'm pretty. So I feel like anybody who feel like they're pretty, they could always say the Pretty Shay or the Pretty Zakiya or something like that. I just felt like it needed to be, how do I say it, a way to express their feelings about themselves. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah. That's why I made up the name, the Pretty Shay Collection.
Yes, and you know, you touched on something that is very important. What people don't realize is that a lot of times when you are going into a room or you're meeting somebody for the first time, engaging in conversation, people are going to look at your head, your face, and your feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're literally at the point of introduction or, you know, it doesn't have to be just a particular place that you're going. You get up, get your day started. People don't think about how vital it is sometimes to do the things to get yourself prepared for the day and how much that can make an impact on your day. And so I think it was just about a week and a half ago we had on one of our tea times a barbershop, and they were one of the spokes of conversation that we kind of get into was how stylists become more than just a stylist. Sometimes they become the people that become the mentors and they become the counselors because you have a very important role. You actually help people to build their self-confidence. Yes. You help them to achieve the things that they want to physically, you know, have as an outward exposure of who they feel that they're presenting to the world. And a lot of times what we put together will help, you know, embody the inner soul of things. So what you mentioned that you're doing makeup and the lashes. Lashes have become a huge craze. I know that there's a lot of lash shops, nail bars and stuff like that are opening up. So what are you providing with the lashes? And if you could, you know, talk about that lash and the lash extensions and what that is.
Okay, so basically I sell, like, the lash scripts, the mink lashes scripts for people who don't usually wear lashes. And then I also do lash extensions. So lash extensions is an individual. It's like one mink lash going on every lash that you have. I do classics right now. I'm learning how to do the volumes right now. So basically, the classic lasts for a whole month depends on how you take care of them. The scripts, you know, you can take those off and on every day if you want to, but that's mainly what I do for lashes.
Nice. So what's your goal to, you know, what do you hope to achieve in the near future from being able to offer the lash extensions? I know right now you have you can maybe mobily service your clients or they can come to you. So ultimately, what's your goal 5 years from now with the Pretty Shay Collection?
Hopefully I have my own salon. And also have my master cosmetology license where I can do everything from doing hair to barbering, nails, makeup, whatever you name it. Hopefully I have a salon where we could, you know, be able to do all these wonderful things inside of. So I'm working up to that.
Awesome. So for you, have you taken the retrospect of retail, or are you going to do mainly service? And what I mean retail, do you ultimately want to have your own brand or line of cosmetic, you know, lashes and stuff like that?
Yeah, I want to have both of them. So
okay.
I'm working on it. you know, just taking it day by day.
Absolutely. You know, it's so funny. There is a, you know, the vending machines you see in the airport. I remember there's a company, I don't know, I can't think of the name of the brand, but there's a vending machine in the airport that's retailing lashes and all kinds of beauty components. And I was like, you know, that had to be one of the most ingenious things.
Yes.
That I think, you know what I'm saying, that somebody
yes.
could do. What'd you say?
I said yes, I know exactly where you're talking about, in the airport.
Yes. So I'm like, okay, it's little things like that that people don't think about that can make a difference.
Yes.
I think when people talk about, you know, building a business and building a brand and taking the steps necessary, there's so many components and so many things that you can do, and it does not require it to be cookie cutter, right? There's a wealth of things you can do, you know. I love the name, the Pretty Shade Collection. It sounds like what you're saying that you want it to be.
Thank you.
So, yeah, so for you, what's your thoughts on the way the industry, I know that you're coming into it, you know, it's new to you, just from your own observation over the last year or so that you've been pursuing your education and providing the services that you're doing, what have you seen in the industry that you would like to do to add to the beauty market that maybe is not happening right now?
I'm not sure for right now. I know that nails and stuff is popping. Nails and lashes are popping right now in the beauty industry. That's a hard question. Good question.
Well, I think, you know, what, and if you can't answer right now, that's fine too. I think what's happening, that there has been, you know, in the industry, there's a change of progression of things. There's new introduction of products and services. So right now, like you said, lashes and stuff like that are something that's a really, really hot commodity. What do you have any ideas of some things you would like to bring forth that maybe is not happening right now within the beauty industry itself? Or something you would like to expound on?
I would like to expound on the lashes. You know, that's where the money is coming in at.
You would like to? You say you'd like to expand on what, honey?
The lashes and stuff.
The lashes? Okay.
That's where the money is coming in right now, because, you know, most people, like, you know, get their lashes mostly done. I would say the hair, too, but I feel like we are slowly decreasing with the hair industry. And, you know, it's progress sometimes, and it gets slow. It's progress and slow. But you always have to have a backup. And that's always, you always should have a backup. So I would do lashes, you know.
I love it. I think at this point, as we become more prone to, you know, social media and trends, you know, what happens typically is that these trends start happening and people start falling in line with things because it's the hottest thing. But lashes and beauty, is not an industry that's going to ever slow down, because people are always going to be concerned about their personal appearance and what we consider possibly a part of their personal development. Let's take a quick commercial break, real quick thing, and we'll come right back. And I want to have you share your social media information and all that good stuff. And we'll be right back on Tea Time.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Recent auto accident, back pain, neck pain, stress, headache? Ewing Chiropractic can help. Here at Ewing Chiropractic, our office utilizes an approach of pain relief measures for the treatment of auto accidents, slip and fall,
short and on-the-job injuries, as well as acute and chronic pain. We can be reached at 678-586-3592 and located at 5459 North Henry Boulevard, T.C. in Stockbridge, Georgia. Healing the injured one spine at a time, we can be reached at ewingchiropractic.com.
You're listening to Loud Mouth Radio Network. If you'd like to be a media partner and enrich and achieve some dynamic opportunities for your business, become a media partner with Loud Mouth Radio. Contact us today at 706-363-3895. And you can also visit us online at loudmouthradio.com. All right, and we're live on Tea Time. We have the Pretty Shea Collection on air. We have Miss Shea, who is the visionary of this awesome business. Before we went to commercial break, I know we were talking a little bit about your background and what you were looking to achieve with some goals with the actual business. Now, I love the fact that Shea, you are probably one of our youngest entrepreneurs we've had on air. I want to ask you something very essential. I think that you can definitely wrap your thoughts around this. Now, at you know, in your age group, I know a lot of times you may not find some of your peers talking the same conversation you're talking about. You're trying to build a business and push your brand. So what's your thought on that with you're considered a millennial, right? What's your thought on what society views your age group, and how do you feel that you're a little bit different from, you know, the typical aspect of what people are saying in regards to millennials?
Well, I feel like I'm different because most teenagers are not thinking about their career life or what they're going to do in the next 10 or 5 years. I actually thought about this when I was in, I want to say 10th grade,
Okay.
And that's when I first started my first job, and I was like, whoa, I like how, you know, I'm real time-consuming, and I like to do stuff. I'm always on time. I'm always professional. Most kids are not like that, and I think my mom, because she put me into an internship, well, a camp that gave me an internship, and you built your leadership from there. But I feel like most teenagers don't think about it. They don't have a resume that has a lot of stuff on it. Well, not a lot of stuff. Basically, like, they work experience and stuff like that.
Right.
You would be surprised how many 19-year-old people never have a job. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, I do.
I always have been independent. That's what I should be saying. Independent. My mom, she made sure that I had that, you know, mindset. Okay, you know, you're going to be grown one day. You know, you're going to have to pay bills. You're going to have to find out how to pay your bills. Either you're working for somebody or you want to work for yourself. And I picked for working by myself, you know, be my own boss. So I feel like teenagers should get into thinking about being their own boss at this age. Well, yeah, starting at this age. And I just feel like I'm different from that.
Absolutely. For you, you know, inspiring, as you say, to, you know, achieve opportunities to build your own business. And I think that was a great answer to the question. Thank you. For you at this point, as you progress in your education, which is always ongoing, I want to say this, that, you know, a lot of times people think, okay, I'm going to go to school, and I can't begin to tell you, Shay, how many people have degrees and never use them, right?
Yeah.
And it's okay. You know, one of the things that I've always tried to obtain is to, if I got interest in something, find out what you need to find out. If you want something more of it, develop yourself and craft it, you know. Any and everything can be groomed or taught, you know, except ambition. You know, ambition is something you can influence people to try to garner and achieve. It is part of the development of character. Like you said, you've committed your mother on developing you. And see, she was preparing you and developing you so that you would have ambition, that you would have goals, and you would be able to say, okay, I want to do this. Sometimes, you know, one of the things that I've noticed in my many years of dealing with entrepreneurs and dealing with people who are, like you say, employees of others, and I think it's important, sometimes people try to job shame people into saying that, oh, you only do this, or you're not at this level, so what you're doing does not matter, you haven't achieved, or you ain't made it. And I want you to know that there's never anything wrong with navigating what makes sense for you. You know, because there's many of us that have, you're going to have seasons. Business is going to have some good times. You're going to have some times where things are going to slow down. You're going to have some things where maybe you feel like maybe they completely forgot you even here. And then there's other times that you'll have the effect where you're getting hit so fast you can't even keep up. So just depending on how you craft and mature your business and the things that you do and the elements that you create will best determine what that looks like for you, right? But it's always important to continue to keep learning. I have this slogan that sits right in front of my desk that I'm looking at right now that says, set out each day believing in your dreams and know without a doubt that you were made for amazing things. And, little things like that will keep you focused and inspired, because I promise you, you live long enough, you do enough, you're going to be challenged enough. And but it has to be something that you feel rewarded about, and it has to feel like it makes sense for you. So I think that you're on a fantastic track. I am so excited that you are taking a step and doing what you're doing. I know when you first shared with me your ambitions and what you were doing, I was so thrown back. And you just never know when you're amongst people. If you don't talk to people, if you don't ask people things, and sometimes if we don't speak up, you never know who's in the room. You never know what's happening that can help to propel you forward, or how maybe you have something that I can get from you and you got something you can get from me. And that's what we're here for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what the show is about. That's what, you know, I tell people, you know, Tea Time is a specialty show that features your business, but at the same time, what you're saying, what you're dealing with, what your experience are, the things that you're offering, you're going to help impart something to somebody else, right? And we make connections to people based upon the things that we enjoy. Shay, what would you like to say as we get to the point of conclusion? That you haven't said yet about the Pretty Shea Collection and what you would like people to know, you know, about your business as you're growing. Are you offering? It's graduation time. Are you offering any promotional things right now? Let me ask you that.
Yes, for the Mink Lashes, if you come book your Mink Lashes right now, I'm running a special for $55. The original price is $75, but I'm going for $55 for all people who is graduating. You could come and the fit presses will be like $20. You could come get a sew-in for $55. There's a lot of stuff that you could come get. Just contact me at 404-772-3617. I will, you know, just call me and I will talk to you from there.
We set the appointments. Also, honey, what's your social media so that they know how to follow you and find you?
Yes, I'm at Pretty Shea Collection on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, awesome. So 404-772-3617 is her appointment line. I want to make sure that I reintroduce the number. I know you sound like me. I run my number off so fast. And people are like, I didn't get that. I'm like, oh, sorry. It's a habit. Okay, darling, well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out. I know that we're going to talk and have an opportunity to interact more. For those who want to connect with Shay and set your appointments, the Pretty Shay Collection is available. You have the ability to connect with her on social media. Please follow her, connect with her. Are you also on, you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, are you on Twitter too? Or is it just the Facebook and Instagram?
Yes, Facebook and Instagram right now.
Okay, nice. Are you on Snapchat?
Yes, I am. And that one is the Pretty Shay Collection also.
Okay, awesome. Look, I had to ask that because I know that a lot of y'all, our millennials are doing Snapchat. Girl, I be snapping back. I just be like, no, I don't want to Snapchat. Okay, Shay, honey, thank you so much, honey. I know you're actually on your way to your appointment this morning in school and everything else. So you guys, you have a wonderful morning, and I look forward to talking to you again.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, sweetie, have a great day.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. Sonny and Jazzy of Loudmouth TV is taking off with a brand new show, Off the Market, with its first season within the beautiful state of Hawaii, featuring some of the most sought-after areas of beachfront and inner island properties on the island of Maui and Oahu. Tune in to each episode with host Jazzy Jones-Smith as she talks to featured real estate agents as they showcase their open house listings to private homeowner tours where you just might find a house that you may want to take off the market.
All right, y'all, this has concluded another great Tea Time segment. The Pretty Shay Collection has been on our airwaves, and we've had a great morning for this actual segment. I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to connect to the Pretty Shay Collection on Facebook as well as Instagram, and that's PRETTYSHAY, so you know how to make sure you're spelling it properly, the Pretty Shay Collection. Book your lash extensions, your sew-ins, whatever your little needs may be. Graduation is right here happening in the midst of our May time period. I don't know about y'all, but the summer is coming so fast. I'm trying to enjoy these 70-degree days, which is very rare that they stay long in Georgia because, you know, we'll be 75 for 2 weeks, and they say, you know, we're 90 degrees. So if you are anywhere in the world, beyond that, I hope that your world and your day is going to be fantastic. I'm already speaking that into existence for you. So for those who are in the Metro Atlanta area, connect to the Pretty Shay Collection. Definitely an opportunity for you to have an amazing entrepreneur, be a part of her growing consumer parties of people that are coming in to have her appointments and have her services done. As well as, you know, it's always good timing for year-round times for weddings, birthdays, if you just have some girls' night out, whatever. I'm sure that there's opportunities for you to connect to Ms. Shay and get what you need done. So for us, this is always a great time to say we love you, and we are going to conclude this amazing show and hope that you're having an amazing Wednesday. Take care.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.